Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Vet from Snowy River, written by Stella Quinn and read by Fiona McLeod. Chapter 1. The cat was back. Vera stood, bin in hand, at the kitchen door of the old Federation building she'd just signed a lease on, and met the cat's stare with one of her own. "Scram," she said, as she tipped the rubbish she was carrying into the alley skip bin. She was too tired to put much heat into the word. The cat paused in a puddle of spring sunshine, then settled into a brick of fur. Excellent. She'd have no trouble at all running kitchen staff, a barista, and a team of waiters if this was how a stray cat responded to her commands. She lowered the rubbish bin to the ground and took a second to ease the knots in her back. What had she been thinking? She knew nothing about running a cafe, particularly one in a small tourist town in the Snowy Mountains. All she knew was that she needed an income to pay for her aunt's medical bills, and cooking was the only skill she had left. A horn tooted from the street out front of the building and had her checking her watch. 10 o'clock, bang on time. She hurried back inside, stripped off her rubber gloves, and peered through the plate glass windows that formed two sides of her shop front. A delivery truck stood by the curb, and two tradies were untying ropes and hauling drop cloths from the huge sign resting in its tray. Vera felt a prickle of emotion deep in her stomach. It took a moment to recognise the prickle for what it was. It had been so long. She opened the front door and stood in the entryway as the last of the cloth was lifted, and her excitement grew from a prickle to a roar. "You want us to hang it now, love?" "Yes." Hell yes, she wanted them to hang it now. She may be about to make a monumental financial blunder. She may be unsure and nervous and sick with worry about whether her daft, outrageous idea was going to pay off for her and her aunt. But by God, yes, she was ready. "Let's do it," she said. The two men reached into the truck's deep tray and hauled. She caught her breath as the sign came clear. Glossy chocolate background, pale cream writing in a stylish font she'd agonised over. The border of wildflowers had come up so much better than she'd imagined, with the yellow billy buttons plump and cheerful, and the delicate stems of pink triggers providing some old-fashioned whimsy. The Billy Button Cafe, proprietor Vera De Rossi. She pressed a hand to her heart. She felt a little wild herself. A slow clap sounding from the park on the street's far side distracted her as she signed the delivery invoice.
"Nice."
The broad country accent drew her attention to a buff-looking guy on the denial side of 50 staring at her with his arms crossed. Thanks. He stepped onto the road.
"I'm your 11 o'clock, he said,
as he walked past her and into the dimly lit chaos that was currently the interior of the cafe.
"Crikey, lots to do. Lucky I'm early."
Vera felt a frown forming and willed it away. She was a cafe proprietor now. She needed to be friendly. "We're not open yet, sir." He turned to her, offered her a hand to shake and a grin that was all manicured beard and charm.
"Graham Sharp. I responded to your newspaper ad for cafe staff."
Hell's bells, where was her head? She was supposed to be a detail person, and she had totally forgotten she had an interview booked for later in the morning. "Of course. Sorry, I lost track of the time.